Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my latest devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. If you feel like you're in the storm or you know someone who is, you'll find this little book very encouraging. It has 90 meditations loaded with scripture and wisdom, perfect for when your mind is on overload. You can get an autographed copy from my website, gracefox.com, or wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Genesis 8:1.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Genesis 8:1. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. Who wants to spend time in a waiting room? It can be frustrating, right? I once sat in a doctor's waiting room so long that I thought the receptionist had forgotten about me. My blood pressure rose as 1 hour rolled into two, and other commitments I'd made for the day fell apart. I found out later that the doctor hadn't even been in the building. He'd been called into an emergency somewhere else and was busy saving somebody's life. That piece of information changed my whole perspective from frustration with the doctor to empathy for him as an overworked medical professional running from one patient to another with scarcely time to catch his breath. Sometimes we find ourselves sitting in a waiting room of a different sort. Today's verse reminds us of Noah's situation. Imagine how he must have felt while in the ark. God had given him an assignment to build and board the ark to save his family and two of every type of animal from drowning. But he'd given Noah no timeline of events after boarding was complete. So 7 days passed before the rain even began. During the wait, Noah may have wondered why nothing was happening. Then the heavens opened and rain poured for 40 days and nights. No doubt, Noah waited for the rain to stop. Scripture says that the water prevailed on the earth for 150 days. In the original Hebrew, this word used for prevailed was gabar. This word denoted a military triumph. It tells us that the flood conquered the earth. The waters overwhelmed every living thing and won. So the floodwaters prevailed for 150 days, and Noah had no choice but to wait it out. He wasn't on a holiday aboard a cruise ship stocked with finery and equipped for comfort with king-sized beds and en-suites and portholes or decks to view the water. This was a floating zoo stocked with animals two by two. Imagine the smell after the first 5 months at sea. Imagine putting up with the stench and the ceaseless cacophony of animals and birds screeching and roaring and neighing. And then another wait began. 5 months rolled into six, and six rolled into seven, and seven into eight as Noah waited for the water to recede and the earth to dry. Finally, a full year after God closed the ark door behind its occupants, he opened it for them to step into a new beginning. We'll never find ourselves aboard a floating zoo waiting for the rain to start and then to stop, but we do sit in waiting rooms of another sort. We ask God to relieve chronic pain, and then we wait. We ask for victory over infertility, and 1 month rolls into the next as we wait. We pray for our adult child to make wise choices before he does something he'll live to regret. And we wait, and we wait to see him turn his life around. We plead for healing in our marriage, and we wait for what seems like an eternity for change to take place. Waiting is anything but easy, especially when there's no end date to our circumstances. Sometimes it appears that nothing's happening, so we wait for something to start. Other times, we wait for things to stop. Either way, waiting can try our patience and test our grit. But Scripture tells us the attitude God wants us to adopt in the meantime. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." That word courageous implies being bold and alert. You see, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean we're idle. Let's not be sluggish and despondent. Let's be alert to ways in which the enemy of our soul wants to discourage us. Let's put on the armor of God and stand firm. And let's be alert to the Holy Spirit's activity in and around us so we can fully engage in what he's doing. God might be silent, but he's neither absent nor asleep. When the wait feels particularly long, we might wonder if God has forgotten about us. Perhaps he's busy tending to others in distress and doesn't remember that we're over here waiting for him to rush to our rescue too. If we feel like that, let me offer you a little bit of hope. Today's verse tells us that even while Noah and the animals sat in the ark, God remembered them there. Not for a minute did he forget where they were and what circumstances they faced. Neither does he forget about us. When God says our wait time is over, he opens the door to new beginnings. Let's respond with worship as Noah did. Our human bent might want to say, "Well, it's about time." But God deserves better. He always has a purpose for everything he does in our lives. And he deserves praise and gratitude for being sovereign, wise, and good. His timing is always right. May I pray for you? Father, thank you for lessons in patience and perseverance learned in the waiting room of life. Help us remember that you remember us there. Help us wait patiently and with courage. And help us to trust you to open the door to new beginnings when it's time for our wait to end. We are grateful to you, and we're grateful to be in your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.